Mr. President, I rise today to honor two people in our state, my state and yours, who served in World War II and are being celebrated in Northwest Louisiana, Charles Davis and Doug Carter. Both are 92. Mr. Davis celebrates his 93rd birthday in 2 days, and so on the behalf of you, and certainly on my behalf, I wish him a happy birthday. These American heroes are part of the greatest generation. Mr. Davis joined the Navy when he was 16 years old, just after Pearl Harbor was bombed in 1941. Imagine that, 16 years old, leaving home, volunteering to face a world of danger to defend our country. He bravely served 6 years at Iwo Jima, Okinawa, Guadalcanal, the Solomon Islands, Cape Esperance, and elsewhere. His courage tested on numerous occasions, but one example, when the ship on which he served was destroyed, leaving he and his fellow crew members stranded in the middle of the ocean with only life vests to keep them alive for 37 hours. Charles said he spent a lot of time talking to God during those painful hours, particularly painful because his brothers serving on the same ship did not live. A trying ordeal, a terrible loss, but when Charles talks about his life, he speaks with humility and gratitude about his life experiences. He says he lived a great life, in no small part to the great country that we live in. Asked how he was always so positive, he says that every morning, you can decide to have a good day or a bad day. And for him, he says it is not a tough choice. Mr. Doug Curtis, he served from January 1944 to August 1946, starting in Little Rock, Arkansas. He deployed overseas to the Philippines and Japan, prepared to do whatever was needed, pledging patriotic duty to protect our country and the people he loved. A special celebration is being thrown on December 14th, tomorrow, in Manny, Louisiana, to honor Charles and Doug. My office will present them both with American flags, which have flown over this Capitol building. Small gesture, but meant to honor these two men and to celebrate their service, sacrifice, and examples. I thank these great Louisiana heroes for their service to our country. And, Mr. President, I'll convey your thanks as well. I yield back.